Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast as we continue our series on mistakes in the marketplace. Right now, we're going to talk about not buying with resale in mind.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're hitting some of the points that we think could be done differently and more successfully by some consumers we've seen out in the market today. One thing that I want to encourage you to do is to protect your resale at the time of your purchase.
Well, and I go with a concept called when you're buying, look at it through the eyes of a seller. If I'm going into this property, how am I going to be able to get out of it? Now, obviously, you're going to say, well, obviously, you're going to turn around and sell it to somebody just like you. Well, is it so unique that your pool of buyers is particularly small versus is it particularly attractive to a whole bunch of people? And there you're going to have the highest rate of appreciation and value.
I find it's a great conversation to have with your realtor because they're actually sitting with other buyers on other homes consistently and continually hearing what the demand is and where it's at. So as a buyer, have your realtor talking to you about the resale possibilities down the road. That's going to be, is there a good employment base nearby? Is there a good mass transit? You start looking for opportunities to either hold that property as a rental successfully or resell it to a large pool of buyers with a high demand that brings the price up.
And that is an interesting concept, to retain the property that you own and be able to buy another one without having to tap into the equity of this property in order to accomplish that end.
So when you're looking at the home, you're going to be looking at what your family needs, but you also, as you suggested, Bob, may look at something and think it's a beautiful opportunity. For example, let's say you've got some young kids and they're just old enough, they're on the swim team and the in-ground pool looks like a great idea for your family. What you've also got to say is, what is the likelihood of finding a buyer that has that same perspective and sees the same value you do in that amenity?
Well, it's interesting. As I do primarily apartment complexes and income-producing properties, the number of older apartment complexes that had swimming pools that have now filled in those swimming pools with concrete, and they make a nice patio for the tenants to have a picnic or whatever it would be, but it's no longer a swimming pool. The swimming pool is an interesting concept in the Pacific Northwest. Not real strong, frankly.
That's right. The Arizonians and the Californians might consider purchasing.
Right.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.